Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, really? Did this reboot, man? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes, General Galen Shaw here. Yes, this is General Galen Shaw. Thank you, Phil. You know, I've had a pretty tough time of it. I wish people understood me.
By the Phil Hendry Show on the web, January 1st. This is a first. A webcast. And it comes to you for only $4.95. That's right, $4.95, an unedited, completely uncensored.
Hear that? That was a pay-per-view from back in the day when we were on radio for $4. So, actually, prices haven't changed that much. So that was audio only. So, but now you get to look at my face, you see. That's why you pay extra. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Test 1, 2... Test, 1, 2. Test, 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 test. Testing, 1, 2. Test, 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 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, that's fine, man. That's going to work. Testing, 1, 2.
Well, what are you doing, Phil? Because you know we get that hollow.
Why do I have to look at a dead possum? That really pisses me off. Or is it possum playing possum? He's just pretending? Yeah, he is. He's pretending. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, man. We had a whole fucking dance we were doing here just a moment ago. I'd lost one of the cameras. We couldn't log out of the TriCaster. The other camera went down. This, that. And what was it? It was the fact that we had lost the power to one of the little preamps. Two of the preamps. And why is that? Because we've got too many motherfucking cables around here stretched too tight, and they're all, you know, tied off. I'm like, what the fuck do we have cables tied off for, man? We can barely keep them plugged into things. So I immediately began to change that situation. Excuse me. Well, you know what, man? If Everton sucks, then Leicester City is my team. You know what I'm saying, man? Then Leicester City's my team, Jack. What happened today in the Premier League, anyway? Jesus. Forget it, man. Just never mind, dude. Let's just pretend like you just aren't even in the league. Just pretend like you don't have any... Why don't you pretend, Everton, like you're in the championship or something, that you're not, that you're going to... You know, Everton hasn't been relegated for years, years and years. Maybe it's time. I mean, I'm telling you, they don't seem to give a fuck. Can you imagine that fucking club getting relegated to... Well, anyway, I'm talking to a bunch of people who don't even know what the fuck it is I'm talking about. What difference does it make? What difference? Oh, man. Come on, Leicester. I'm rooting for Leicester City now. That's my team. They're only 7 points out of sixth place. Jesus, fuck. God damn this fucking piece of shit. You know, my technical director, Adam Chavez, really smart guy. Really, really smart guy, and he's really good. but he ain't cheap, and I sure am glad that I know a little bit about shit, because if I didn't know anything, man, I would have him in here every other fucking week fixing chicken shit, and it wouldn't be cheap, man, you know? And I'll bet you anything that happens to more than one or two people that own studios, you know? They just don't have, like just as an example, I wasn't getting a picture from one of the cameras, and I checked the connection was fine, and the connection to the camera connection was fine, the power was fine, And the cable into the TriCaster was fine, and I'm not getting so that, well, maybe I need to reboot the TriCaster. In the meantime, in attempting to reboot the TriCaster, I was having a fucking problem because it was showing me some weird message, so I had to force a shut off of the TriCaster, then turn it back on again, and that took forever. In the meantime, I wasn't getting a picture here of the TriCaster. I realized that my fucking monitor was turned off. Bunch of bullshit. So I finally get everything back up. Still don't have a picture from camera three, though, which was the whole original reason for me to, you know, reboot the TriCaster. I go back over there. I look at the connections again. I look at this. I look at that. I go down. There's a little box where the cables go into, and then they feed the cable that goes to the TriCaster, and the little box has a green light on it, and the green light's not lit. So I failed to recognize that the little preamp was turned off. And sure enough, the power bar that it goes into, it was loose there, and the printer connection was loose, and the other camera connection was loose, because this goddamn power bar is stretched. So it's got everything stretched so tight from the source. So I had to untwist tie all these fucking cables that have been tied since they came out of the factory. It's a bunch of shit that shouldn't, you know, I should have recognized immediately, but I'm too stupid. So Adam just texted me back. It was unplugged. There's no on-off switch in the thing. It's either plugged in or it isn't. Well, I guess there is, but...
Yeah, I'm looking... What is the... Took your birthday? Where we took your birthday? Yes, we took your birthday. Yes, we took your birthday and read your birthday and the members of your family.
Members of my family?
Yes, and we found this... correlation with your birth mother, your father, your astrological thoughts, and your life history. And we came to read. Would you like to know?
Yeah.
You have a very interesting path and recently made a decision to change your recreation, a viewing. Recreation, a viewing of sports?
The soccer.
The soccer, football?
Yeah.
Yes. That is not working out for you. That's not good.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because it does not correlate with the people that listen to you.
Hey, man. Hey.
So I was talking with Josh, but you know, I love my son. I said, you got to watch the original. Well, it was the one with Harry Mudd. And
Harcourt Mudd.
Yeah. But it was not grabbing the kid, and I realized that Star Trek had... Well, let me tell you something. We got a lot of screaming brats in here tonight. And there's one family that comes in. They've got a kid that is a little bit out of control. I've gone over to them.
You say anything to the family?
Well, I went over to them. I asked them to just keep their kid quiet if they could. One of the great things here, Phil, about being here at Teddy Beverly Hills, I think a lot of people enjoy it being here, is the testing 1-2-3, testing 1-2-3, testing 1-2-3. That's that part there, the testing 1-2-3 part. And I enjoy the shit out of it, Phil. I gotta be honest with you. Just enjoy the hell out of it. suggesting one. Yeah, no, I do. I like it, and... testing 1, 2, 3, but, you know, this is these are the things that we, you know, have to deal with here from time to time.
All right. I don't know, man. Uh-oh. Oh, Manchester United. Manchester and Liverpool are not that far from each other. They're within, I don't know. I don't know how many. Pretty close. But that was a hell of a kick. Christ almighty, that fucking guy. That's impossible. That's impossible. This fucking kick. Who was this? Silvio? This guy from Manchester United. Sergio or Seguero. What's the guy's name? Aguero. Yeah. Aguero. That was fucking impossible. He threaded the needle. It was like this. The space between the bar and the goaltender's hand must have been like, was nothing there. And he got right underneath the guy's hand. Good Christ. They got a lot of really good players in this, both teams, man. Wow. What a kick. I've never seen anything like that before in my life. I don't know much about soccer, but Christ almighty, it doesn't take a brain surgeon. I gotta back it up. Since I'm talking so much about it, since I'm talking so goddamn much about it, and I've got nothing else to do. Well, hold on. I'll show you what this goddamn kick looked like. Now, they'll show a replay of this fucking thing. Watch this guy. He comes around to the right side of the net. Right here. Boom. Now, they'll show the angle. That you right here. Look at this fucking angle. What? What? That's what I'm talking about right there, huh? That's fucking impossible, man. That's... At what point do you just call that luck? Huh? Come on, now. At what point do you just call that shit luck? No. Testing 1, 2. Bobby has new font.
Oh, for God's sake, give me a break, will you?
Oh, my God. Hold on for just a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why God made slingshots.
The ball sack?
You got that right.
What a fucking riot. What a fucking riot. The ball sack? You got that right. That's why God made slingshots. There's a lot of gay shit, man, going on around here now. Oh, fuck me. Okay, now let's check something out, man. How much time we got here? 23 minutes. Let's see, what are we going? I need the Ted Bell jingle, which I got right there, okay? But I also have to go to Surf 2, and I need to do this. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Festive fixtures. Okay, so that's groovy. Okay, what I want to do, dude, is I need Ted Bell next. How do I get Ted Bell? I'll tell you how I get Ted Bell. Ted Jingle. Ted's Jingle. Recent searches. There it is there. Dig me? No. Play next. That's what I want to do. That way, there it is. Yeah, man. Now you're cooking, Jack. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.